Chapter 3, The Prodigal Father. The sound of steel sliding against stone woke Damien from his thoughts. His mind had drifted in the time he had spent waiting for his father to return, but the sudden noise jarred him. Looking down at the silver pocket watch in his hand, he saw that it was quarter to the seventh hour. His mother had just passed the week prior, and the only interaction he had had with his father in regards to it was when he received the watch. Damien assumed it was an attempt to make him feel better, or was a present for his 20th, which had unfortunately been on the same day. But he never knew with malice, nor did he pretend to. And over the last 5 years, he had learned to stop trying. The ticking of the watch guided his mind as his thoughts drifted out of the room. Eyes closing, he focused only on the sound of the ticking as he recalled his path to the lower level. Phantom memories like invisible wisps brushing the walls where his hands had touched many times throughout the years kissed his consciousness. In his imagination, behind closed eyes, he had mapped out the entirety of their estate and could recreate it. It always started out black, perhaps a few hazy white lines. But places where his hands had settled were touchstones, like adding a splash of white on a black background. The color and detail would start to bleed out from his handprints. The more he focused on how something had felt, the more he could see it. Projecting his recollection farther, he remembered how his finger would bump and skip against the wall just before it fell on the polished column of the staircase. The stairs and the railing that traced the spiral to the first floor were carved from marble. His father had been very particular about it when they moved there. Damien remembered that the railing felt cold. The walls were always slightly colder than the air, but the marble made him think to the times he had held his hand to iced windows during the winter's freeze. The ticking became audible again and grabbed his scrambling thoughts. He shook away the chill that started to set and continued. Recalling how he crept down the steps after his mother would retire to her room, counting the creaks as they sounded in his memory, Farron would either be tending to the plants that he had in the atrium, or asleep on the cot they kept for him there. The old house hand had seemed pleasantly partial to the atrium. In comparison to the house Damien had spent his childhood in, he could tell why Farron was so happy here. But given the near mansion they now lived in, he often thought the man had gone mad. It was these times at night where only he and his father were awake. A part of him felt like a fool. He was 15 at the time of the first memory in this house, but it was only a month or two after he had met his father. They had a lot of lost time to make up for, and he was ever eager to spend time with the man. But on that night, no such luck would be had. Damien crept his way into Malice's study, following after the lamplight that he saw, only to find the room abandoned. Wherever his father was at this hour, it wasn't here. That was when he first heard the subtle clang of steel sliding against stone. It came from the wall in front of him, shaking the lantern that hung to the side. Reacting quickly, Damien made his way out of the study into the stairwell, cautious to soften his footfalls as best he could. Though they hadn't been in the house long enough for Damien to learn how the floorboards were, he had always been a quick study when it came to sneaking. He had made a habit of it ever since the days of spying his mother talking to the cloaked shadow in their first home. Every floorboard had a different feeling to him, and he had learned to trust that feeling. Crouching behind the lower floor so that he could still see into the study, Damien waited as a large mechanism swung open in the other room. "It is as I always described," he heard his father say. Damien still could not see him, but the inflection made him think Malice was speaking fondly of his study. He always talked about things with such love. A feeling he would have to sit with later to identify gripped him, telling him to surge forward and run up to his father, but he fought to keep it at bay. Damien knew that if he moved too quickly, he would risk ruining the potential. The click sounded again as whatever door or false wall his father had climbed out of settled into place. Damien thanked the divine for his patience and stood from his hiding place, wiping the sweat from his brow against the underside of his sleeve so as to keep Malice from seeing it. He rounded the corner and approached his father. "Damien," Malice said as he turned where he stood and looked at the boy, "what are you doing up at such an hour?" Damien shrugged in response, rubbing at his left eye with the back of his sleeve. It hadn't occurred to him how tired he was. He stifled a yawn. "I couldn't sleep. I was walking through the halls when I heard your voice. Come now, Malice said as he strode over to the balcony doors and swung them open. I have just the thing. Damien followed closely behind his father as the pair made their way onto the balcony. The cold, crisp air of the night licked at Damien's face and made his cheeks shudder. Malice came to a stop at the railing, motioning with his arm for Damien to join him. I know you cannot feel it yet, nor can you see it, but the Voynikas will rule over this kingdom and its people. His father stared beyond their estate as he spoke, the lights of Burrow's bronze sparkling ahead of them. Damien stared also. He saw what his father talked of, the totem of their name, the Phoenix, displayed on every banner and corner. The red scarves that would replace the silencers in Order's guard. He saw a day where people moved out of the way of his own children, and he smiled. I see it, father, Damien said as he pushed closer to him. I can feel it, too. The visage dispersed like a hand running through a cloud of fog. Pulling himself from recollection, Damien found himself again in the confines of his own room, a floor above the study. Tonight he would not be traveling to the study to spend time with his father, an event that had never quite become habit, but instead, to learn the truths that had been denied him his whole life. He made it to the study quickly, placing his feet absentmindedly in the places he had in recollection, barely making a noise. The energy changed as he crossed through the doorway. The air became heavy and thick, much denser than it was outside the great room. He noted the leather-bound journal he had placed on the desk earlier was gone. Damien had taken notes in that journal on everything men and women had reported to him that day, just like he had done every day for the last 5 years. Women reporting on the earnings of the brothels, scouts coming to discuss which new legislation might cause them issue, a guard listing off newly arrested citizens found in possession of spoken writing. Just like every day before, Malice had come home, went to his study, grabbed the journal, and disappeared. Damien had gone through most of his life without a father. He had always heard stories of Malice, the man who left his wife a week after their son was born and disappeared. A short and chubby man who returned 15 years later as a tall and skinny father, acting as if he had never been gone. The man who returned looked nothing like the Malice he had heard stories about all his life. Malice was tall enough to invoke fear, muscled in ways that Damien could never imagine. His muscles were not large, but sculpted, a statue chiseled out of lean stone. His father's physical condition represented countless hours of dedication every day, over the course of 15 years, working the same muscles continuously. The determination that Damien aspired to have, and was angered by the fact that he did not yet possess. His face, although aged, still clung to a young beauty. Damien had heard many whispered stories since his father's return, of how Malice broke his nose to keep its shape. It scared him that he had shared the thought himself once or twice. The voice that Malice chose to speak to him with was commanding, but it held a softer tone to it. Damien knew that his father chose to talk to him that way, because he had heard him when he dealt with others. When Malice was around a woman, he talked smoothly, his soft voice nearly seductive. But when a man was present, he talked with an intimidating and booming voice. Whenever Malice was placed before both, he found a perfect balance at the center. The whole exchange always left Damien dumbfounded. The idea that someone could simply change everything that made them who they were to better a situation. He often wished that Malice was not his father, but instead someone he simply studied under, for then he could truly appreciate the man. But sadly, in reality, he was just the father who had barely said a word in the week since his mother's passing. After all that time had passed, Damien had grown tired of the status quo Malice had established. For 5 years, he did the tasks he was asked, no matter how menial they were. But seeing as how, even after his mother's death, Malice was going to carry on the same way, Damien was going to force the change himself. The wall opposite the balcony doors drew his attention. It was the same section of wall that had rattled all those years ago. His eyes flung to the lantern hook and he sifted through his memories, trying to recall how different it had looked that night. Before his father had returned to the study, Damien could have sworn the hook was upside down. The opposite of how it was the rest of the time. Pushing past the fear that had started to wrap its grasp around his mind, Damien gripped the hook in his hands and pushed it to the right. The metal gave and the hook rotated, turning slowly upside down. As the hook settled into place, the same click he had heard that night sounded, and the wall inched inward. Bracing himself and catching breath for a moment, Damien pushed forward slowly and steel slid against stone as he stepped through the revealed doorway. A simple and poorly lit staircase lay ahead of him. A piece of him yearned to pull the lantern in with him, more so he could take a small sense of warmth and comfort along rather than to illuminate the path, but he thought better of it. Damien was already riding luck hard enough with opening the door and hoping his father would be too distracted to hear him. Pushing forward, he brought the door closed behind him and started down the stairs. The stairwell was damp, the air restricted, even worse than in the study. As he inched his way down the steps, his father's voice became audible. White bishop takes red pawn. White bishop takes green bishop. White bishop takes blue rook. Damien made it to the base of the stairs as the word blue left Malice's lip. He moved quickly, making his way quietly behind an assortment of crates piled in the corner. A thick layer of dust clung to the edges of the wood, clumps like pebbles pimpled up every couple inches. The realization made his nose itch, his thoughts clinging around the dust. He fought past the urge to sneeze and stared ahead. Malice's back was to him. The bundled up fabric of the robe around the back of his neck looked like a monstrous hump. There was firelight on the opposite side of the basement than Damien, hitting his father from the front. On the table directly in front of his father was a chessboard, filled with vibrant pieces. They shone of brilliant light and were partially see-through, fizzling in and out of visibility. Half the pieces were white while the others were blue. Damien took in the board fully. He knew of spoken writing and its magic, but had never seen it demonstrated so freely. What truly shocked him was that as well as he knew, his father held no words. So how Malice was managing the illusion eluded him. White bishop checkmates yellow king. Damien heard something grunt in response and looked towards the wall. He couldn't quite make out the details, but there appeared to be a person in a chair against the wall. White bishop checkmates yellow king, Malice repeated. Damien could hear the irritation in his father's voice. The figure grunted again, and this time Damien saw it shift. It was definitely a person. Whoever it was had to be crafting the pieces. The lights from the chessboard flashed and changed, drawing his attention to them. He watched as the blue changed to yellow and the pieces started to move across the board, resetting themselves. After everything settled, the bishop moved from its place across the board and approached the king, the final piece in a puzzle that trapped the king. Enough! He heard his father bark and the dazzling lights flashed a final time and blinked out. Fear seized Damien for a moment, simultaneously cold and warm grasp wrapping its fingers all around him. He was certain Malice had ended the illusion because he had been caught. A door on the other side of the basement swung open, and a figure climbed inside. Damien felt his breath slowly tremble out of him, relieved, until he saw who had come in. The long black hood was visible before the creature's glowing amber eyes. The same cloaked shadow he had seen his mother talking with in the night. The Nightwalker. The most notorious assassin in the kingdom. The man was known only by the toothpick he left in place of each victim. Should not have surprised him as much that Malice would have the sort working for him. But it did, for he thought even his father had limits. I was worried you wouldn't make it, Bishop, Malice said as he looked up from the table.
You worried? I didn't think you were capable.
The demon barked with a chuckle. Damien didn't need to see his father's face to know that he was wearing a wide smile. Bishop stepped forward, the light from Malice's lantern washing over him, revealing a toothpick stuck between his teeth. And Ianto? Malice questioned. Bishop brought his hands forward and set three jars on the table that appeared to each be filled with a word of spoken writing.
He did not make it, Father. I had your condolences written up to accompany the money when it goes to the family.
Father, Damon thought to himself as he mulled the words over. Surely it must have just been a formality his father made the man go through. It was impossible for the Nightwalker to be his brother. Choosing not to dwell on the fact that he still knew very little about his father, he turned his attention back to the two at the table and watched as Bishop set a folded letter before him. Reaching into the folds of his robe, he produced a stick of wax and held it above his other hand as a ball of fire came to life. Damien's heart pounded. It was not the first time he had seen the spoken flame, but there was just too much happening at once. Bishop's fingers wrapped around the flame and it grew taller and thinner, the tip lapping at the wax. The wax melted and fell, pooling where the letter's sides intersected. Bishop squashed the flame and Malice pressed the ring on his right hand into the wax. Damien knew all too well that the M on his father's ring would leave a W seal because of the way that he wore it. Thank you, Bishop. You can go. I wish not to keep you too long from your other work. Bishop nodded and left Malice, walking towards Damien. Damien held his breath as the hooded assassin moved towards him. This is it. Slain after I broke into Father's secret study. How proud he will. Damien's thoughts vanished as Bishop stopped before a similar table that held a chessboard on it. Though this one was different for it held physical pieces. Damien was safe. Bishop had yet to see him. Then the Nightwalker looked up from the table. Damien realized their eyes had locked, the red orbs tearing into his own.
Should be an interesting game, Father.
He said with a smile as he put his pointer finger to his lips, miming a shush. Bishop moved a piece of the board and departed. Malice stood and made his way over to the table. Again, Damien felt his fear rise as his father stopped only a few feet away from him. He watched in silence as Malice looked over the chessboard, hand coming to his chin as he considered it for a moment. He attacked with the pawn and removed a piece from the board. Interesting indeed, Malice said as he set the piece down and turned away from the board, making his way towards the stairs, leaving Damien in the shadows. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Check in next episode for Chapter 4, Beyond the Wall. And as always, the song I used was Fluidscape by Kevin McLeoden and Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 License at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.